had a wet jumper. I'm a cold nigga, hit a soulmate all summer. Bitch, hit my phone asking for money, yeah, wrong number.
You already know what the deal is, man. You're tuning into the You Heard Me podcast presented by G-Nice TV, episode 6. I'm your host, Murgo, and today's guest, y'all. Man, this guy right here is special on multiple levels. He is one of the most underrated artists coming up out of the IE. He just released his latest EP for 2020 called West Side Soul, and the motherfucker's fire. It's a vibe. You need to go get it. You need to go tune in if you haven't tuned in yet. Right? Ladies and gentlemen, without any further introduction, my guest today, D Boom.
What's good?
Family?
What's happening?
Man, how you feeling?
I feel good. I'm glad I was able to finally let that project go. You know what I mean? Spent a lot of time on it, tweaking it, finally got to let it go. And, you know, just getting the people's feedback has been good.
Sweet. So you released it last week, yep. Right? And what's it been like since? You just been doing promoting, a lot of promoting?
Yeah, I've just been doing a lot of promotion. I've been kind of looking at the footage from the sessions that we recorded, and like I edit videos, so I've been cutting it myself just for more promo. We shot a music video last week. More stuff coming.
Sweet. Well, hey man, for the people that haven't heard of you, you know, you're an uprising artist right now out of Riverside area, correct?
Yeah, Corona, Riverside, but mainly Corona.
So, you know, a lot of people don't, from the Dino side, they probably not, you know, haven't heard of you yet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just to give a quick background, you know, tell the people where you're from real quick and where you grew up at.
For sure. I grew up in the Corona Riverside area. I spent, like, a lot of my time in, like, high school and to now in Corona. So, I mostly claim Corona, but, you know, it's all the same stuff. I make R&B, hip-hop music. I feel like I'm a little bit more R&B than hip hop, but there's definitely a little bit of both worlds. And I'm another artist out the IE, grinding, hustling, just trying to make something happen.
So like, you know, you just said yourself, you're an R&B hip hop artist, and a lot of your music, you could hear it. You know what I'm saying? So I like to hear the diversity you have in there. So what was your early influences growing up? Like, what were some records you would listen to growing up or your family would play?
Growing up, I didn't really listen to rap music until high school. So I didn't have a computer. My brother had a computer. Like, he'd be on LimeWire listening to, like, Lil Wayne, like, everybody. Like, he just listened to everybody at that time. But I didn't have that, so I basically was subject to whatever my mom was listening to. So I grew up to listening to a lot of gospel music, a lot of R&B, neo soul, artists like Jill Scott, John Legend. But then, you know, we also listened to Kirk Franklin and Donnie McClurkin. Like, it was a mix of R&B and gospel. And then I really didn't start getting into hip hop until I got into high school. And that's when I really, really love Young Thug. I really love J. Cole. I'm kind of new to it, honestly, but mostly R&B is what's influenced me.
That's right. Hell yeah. So like, all right, you also grew up in the church, huh? So like, do you feel like that having a big impact on your music career right now too?
Definitely growing up in the church, I love gospel chord progressions. So while the beats may have hip hop drum patterns, the chord progressions are usually gospel, and my main producer plays at church. He's a keyboard player at church. So it's kind of like, it just comes naturally. We don't really have to force it, you know, cause it's all over us. It's influenced us greatly.
Sweet. So like, when was it, around what time that you felt like you could become an artist? Like, this is what you wanted to be. You know what I mean? Was it in high school after you started listening to hip hop, but you already had this, the background of the gospel and all the R&B type of stuff?
Like, I didn't start recording until after high school. I was mainly focused on sports my whole life. And I didn't realize that like music had always come really naturally. I would like toy around with music. Like I played drums, I played saxophone. I even wrote songs a little bit when I was younger, but like it always came naturally, but I never took it that serious. And then like after high school, I started taking music seriously and I started recording with my homeboy Dylan, and it's been up for now.
Dylan, is he the guy that's on this project?
Yeah, he's on Get Back, and he produced, I think.
That's on Hard too. That's one of my
favorites. Yeah, I think he produced like 4 out of the 7 songs. So he's like my partner basically.
So like, do you rock with the people that you started with in high school? Those are people following you now when in your team? Because I know your manager, he went to school with you as well, right?
Yeah. J-Day, I went to school with, so I've known him for a long time. Harvard Blue, I went to school with. And then Dylan, I've known since I was 9. So, like, yeah, a lot of these people that are core members of my team, I've known for a long time. So we already have, like, a strong relationship.
Hell yeah. So the EP, dog, Westside Soul, explain the work that went behind this project. I know you've been working on this since like maybe a year ago, I want to say, when I first reached out to you to do the Point of View documentary. You was already working on an album. It was an album mode. So like, talk about the pieces and substance behind this.
It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Honestly, I was going to the studio like never before. Like I just lived there. And then it was trouble when I realized if I take the sessions and put them on my hard drive, I could take them home and work on them. So that would be, I come from a 4-hour studio session, go up to my room, put everything I just did on my laptop and just play with it some more. Yeah, it took a lot of effort, but I think kind of what we were trying to go for is, you know, as far as the R&B side of West Coast music, we feel like it's smooth, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's something you should be able to groove to a little bit, two-step to a little bit.
Especially like if you take a look at your previous album in 2019, so is it Central Melodies? Mm-hmm. Like you focus more and introduced yourself as that R&B type.
Right.
And then on this album, you could definitely hear the patterns of the West Coast vibe that you try to incorporate. Like why was that important for you to do that?
I felt like because I was targeting a certain genre, like I wanted to like be respectful to that, you know what I mean? And that's also what's inspired me. And I just kind of noticed like West Coast music, like the BPM, it's kind of in that 90 range where we have a lot of music like 90 BPM and like 90 to 100, where a lot of like rap music today is like in the 120s, 140. Like I've gotten all types, but they're fast. You know what I mean? That's the point, is that they're really fast nowadays. And like West Coast music is a little bit slower and it's a little more groovier. But I feel like at the same time, the project was high energy. And so it was just kind of that balance.
Yeah. I know last year also you dropped a song, what was it called? Love the Life.
Love the Life We Live, yeah.
Right? And to me, the way I look at it now, it makes sense because you dropped this album and then you had the R&B album the year before. Was that song like a little hint to your audience that I'm coming with a West Coast sound mix, like EP?
I didn't know that's where I'd be going, but that's definitely what pushed this project is
the feedback. You know,
that song was... it was really easy to make. For me personally, it just kind of came natural. And I think my homie J-Day was just kind of like, you know, this is what come natural to you. You should try to like, you know, focus more on that. And that's kind of what we've been doing. So that song wasn't just a hint to people. It was a hint to me because I didn't know. You know what I mean? Nobody knows what the future holds. But I definitely think that song planted a seed in my mind.
Yeah. So like when you was in the process of making this EP right here, like What was the inspiration behind some of the songs? Because there's some songs in here with some substance, and when you really sit down and break it apart, like what was your mood and your vision going into it? Besides you incorporating the hip hop sound to, you know, the music, but more so the story that you're portraying in this EP.
Well, I think I was trying to at first be like certain artists, and I don't know why I haven't learned yet. I'll always fail if I do that. And so like I was looking around at the West Coast R&B scene, and even though it's not, people don't really look at it as R&B, but I think of people like Vino and Blaz,
yeah,
and Kalen and Asia. And I look at artists like those, and I was like, okay, well, I think I can make music like this. And I failed, but I succeeded at the same time, because I don't think any of those songs sound like them. But originally, that's kind of what I was going for. But in that pursuit to try to, like, get over there, I kind of found something that I can do originally. You know what I mean?
It's your sound. It's,
yeah, it's, I found me. And yeah, so I wasn't really able to do what I set out to do, but I was able to do something better, which was good. And so that kind of inspired, like the Move With You, that song, that specific beat, I asked my homie, Leek the Guy, he's a producer. What's that Asia song? He goes, my neck, my wrist, my left. Oh, Time For It.
Yeah.
That song. Like, literally, I was like, I want a beat like this. Can you do something? He was like, oh, that's like a simple loop. And then he sent me the loop for Move With You. And I was like, that's like the same BPM, but that's not really the same thing. But I'm going to just get on it. And then, like, I got on that. And I was like, well, this don't really sound like what I was going for, but I like it. And then I had my dad put the keys on it, and it was hard.
No, yeah, that's what's up. Definitely this album, like I said, bro, if you ain't listened to it yet or take a look at it, y'all got to tune in. Me personally, that's the vibe I got from it. You know, Blast is one dude out of L.A. coming up right now, and Bino's been around. But you definitely gave me that vibe, but it was your sound, because I've already heard your previous EP, so I already know what kind of sound you that's you feel me? And then right. When you hear this one, it's like the growth is there, but it's still something little about you, you feel me? You're not trying to really go into that side with them. But one thing that I also like to notice about your progression and just your work ethic, when you put this piece together, I see that you had more features, you had more collaborations, more, you got more involved what I would think the local artists. Yeah. You know, what was your thoughts going into that? Was that something like your team told you to do, or you wanted to do it because of yourself?
I wanted to, you know, pay respect to the West Coast as much as I can. And when I look at old West Coast music, it's a lot of dudes on the song. Like, it's a lot of features. Like, I think there's one Snoop song where he only got like half a verse, and it's his song and everybody else is on it, and it's like that's kind of how it is out here still. It's like that, you know what I mean? Like, even if I go look at like a Rucci album, it's like everybody in LA is on that. And so like I just wanted to be really collaborative on this project and kind of you know, work with the people around me. So, you know, Dylan's from Orange County, 32's from Riverside. It's a lot of collaborators.
Yeah. No, that song was Joshua Childress, man.
Yeah.
He goes to my school.
He's a saxophone player there. So, yeah.
Hey, I'm pretty sure this is the question everybody wants to know too, is how did you get the Mozzie feature? How did that come about?
When I made that song with Harvard Blue,
Harvard Blue too, by the way.
He snapped
on that motherfucker too.
Yeah, he did. He did his thing. I was really proud. When we made that song, I was like, he was kind of like, we were kind of on the same page as far as like the singing type thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And after, I was like, okay, this beat is really hard and I think we both did our thing, but it needs a rapper. And so I was like, I'm trying to think of like rappers. I'm like, ooh, Mozzie would kill this. And we couldn't think of nobody better for the track. And like, we had like a list of people we were going to ask just in case, you know, we couldn't get Mozzie because, you know, like he's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
But we worked on the song. We wanted to make sure that it was tight. You know what I mean? Like, we wanted to make sure it was as close to perfect as we could be. And I think we had maybe like 3 sessions over a couple of months before we even asked.
Y'all went in the studio together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, me and Harvard Blue. Not me and Mozzie. Me and Harvard Blue. No. That would be hard, though.
Hey, how was that studio session, though, with Harvard Blue? You know, how was that vibe when y'all created that song?
I didn't. So that was the first song made for West Side Soul. I had no idea. Dylan just he sent me that beat, and I had a studio session that day, and I was like, okay, I think I'll record to this. And that's usually how the great songs go, is you just don't see them coming. And I was like, bro, you want to get on this? He was like, yup. And we recorded it. And then a couple months later, we emailed Mozzie's A&R, and he fucked with the song. And then Mozzie liked it, so it was gravy from there. They sent it back in like, I don't know, like a week, I think. Like, it was quick.
That's hard, dude.
Yeah, super.
So that's just a dope-ass story, bro. Because Mozzie's just from the Bay. He from, you know, the West Coast. Everybody look at him like he just that dude.
He is that guy. And he's consistent. That's why I wanted him. Like, he did his thing. Like, he put in a lot of effort. He didn't really need to do all that. You feel me? But like, he did.
Hell yeah, Mozzie.
Yeah, you feel me? He did his thing.
Hell yeah. But so we talking about rosters in the Inland Empire. You talking about how there's a lot of West Coast dudes in IE, right? Mm-hmm. But I paid attention to what you said in the intro. And I wrote it down because I wanted to bring it up. You mentioned in the intro how you've been going for so long and how it hurts. Then say something within the lines of, seems like every nigga in the city got what I deserve. Then followed up with, but I swear I'll shut it down if I ever get a term.
Mm-hmm.
So are you referring to, like, all these motherfuckers in the city, like, just know, like, don't be trying to play me. I'm up there, too.
Listen, I can't help it. Like, I play sports my whole life. I'm competitive. I got a competitive spirit in me. You feel me? And so when I make my music, I just want to shut everything down and just let, like, I want people to hear it and I want them to be like, oh wait, no, hold on. He's in a different category. You feel me? Like, he not doing what everybody else doing. And when I wrote that, I was just thinking about, like, I like to see people succeed, right? And I want the whole IE to succeed. But I hate when people who aren't good are representing the IE, you feel me? It's kind of like, and you know, it's just frustrating. And that's just my, you know, that's just how I feel. It's just frustrating for me to know, you know, I'm putting all this time and effort to make sure my music is exceptional. And there's people who don't even care about this music.
And it's like
sloppy work. And that's what's being worshipped, you feel me? And so that's why I said, you know, like, if I ever get a turn, if the spotlight's ever on me, I'm prepared. You feel me? Like, I'm going to shut it down. Like, I'm already ready
with that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but hey, that's what's up, bro. But is there any other like artists in the city that you would want to collaborate with?
I mean, I love making music. Like, I've already told people, like, I don't even charge for features. Like, if you send me a song, I'm gonna get on it. Cause I like doing that. You feel me?
Right.
So like, honestly, there's one I want to get with LA Deuce.
Yeah,
he hard. And we've already, you know, we've had some conversations. I don't know, do the damn thing, but.
Oh yeah, that's, he doing his shit too.
He's crazy. You feel me? Like, I want to work with him. But I want to work with everybody, honestly. Like, I just, I love making music. I love seeing what Because the thing is, what makes every artist different is they hear a beat and they hear something totally different than what you hear. And so when you approach it, you're like, oh, that's what you thought about doing? I thought about doing this. And it's just cool to come together like that. So
I can think of three motherfuckers in the city right now that I feel like you should collaborate with that's fire right now. I mean, Rogers, right? Jay Anderson. And I'm probably, you probably already, you know, chill with him. Tyron from 4L, Pump Fake.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love making music. I love working with other people. So, like, I'm totally open to everything.
Yeah. But, hey, man, so I just want to bring up another thing real quick. You're versatile as fuck. I seen that Juliana song you did. Yeah. Who brought that idea to you? Was that something that you wanted to do, or
J-Day again? He kind of pushes the sound, and kind of like, you know, adds his opinion as far as like where he thinks I should go. He was like, I think you could do something like this, and so I don't even know who produced that track, but J-Day found him, and he produced a couple tracks for us, and that one stuck out to me, and I was literally he was like, I think you could do this. I was like, okay, I'll come up with something. And I was literally, I was in the car with somebody. Somebody in the backseat was watching a TikTok, and it was like Roxanne. And I was like, I want to make a song with a name on it. And so like the girl that was in the car with me, I was like, give me some girl names. And she was like, oh, this name. And then my roommate's name is Juliana. And I was like, ooh, Juliana's a good one. So I was like, I'm going to just make a song called Juliana. And then
Juliana. Yeah, that motherfucker go. Hey, and the cool thing about that is that you're showing your versatility on different tracks, different genres, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, not too many motherfuckers can get on a reggaeton beat or song and the song still be fired all the way through. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there'd be a lot of reggaeton songs and a hip-hop artist will punch in and it just, like, you could just hear a total new shift to the song. Mm-hmm. But your shit was steady all the way. You know what I mean? So that just shows the type of like, artistry you have. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing your thing, bro. You're going to continue to do great things out here, bro. The EP's out. Right, it's you want to tell the people where it's streaming on?
Streaming on everything. West Side Soul by D Boon. That's D space B O O N E. Let me know your favorite song. I want to hear it honestly. I can use as much feedback as possible. Go listen to it. We got Mozzie on there, Harvard Blue. I am Dylan Allen, 32, Joshua C. Childress. Like, go tap in with me.
Yeah, and tell them where they can find you at on social media and all that.
On Instagram and Twitter, my at is xdboonx. That's xdboonex.
Sweet. Hey, and we got visuals on the way. You got visuals on the way?
I got a video coming out soon for Move With You. So I think that's going to be a little vibe.
Hell yeah. But hey, well, I just want to say thank you, bro, for, you know, giving me the opportunity to interview today. You know what thank I'm saying? Taking time out your day. I know we're in a 2-hour difference. You know what I'm saying? You're down there in California, Minnesota right now. In a motherfucking library on campus. But, hey, well, thank you, man, for your time today. Much appreciated. That concludes another episode of the You Heard Me podcast presented by G-Nice TV. You can catch this episode and many more on all streaming platforms. Just type in You Heard Me podcast presented by G-Nice TV. That is G-Nice TV all together. You can also stream the visual podcast on our YouTube channel at G-Nice TV. And this is your boy, Murgo. I'm with my boy, D-Boom. Get the EP, man. West Side Soul, man. It's out. Yes, you sir. Did. They wanna see how far they can go. You can only go so far before you get checked.